I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As we near the end of the month of March, the weather is changing, and the walleyes are biting. We'll talk more about West Virginia walleye fishing right after this.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jake's, Women in the Outdoors, and Wheeling Sportsmen. They want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
With the arrival of spring, everybody has fishing on their minds. That's boosted by the warm weather. The DNR biologist Frank Jernasek tells us, whether the weather is nice or not, the walleyes are going
to
be there.
Now's the time to be going out. You can't go by the weather. You got to go by the fishing schedule.
Truly, Frank tells us, the walleye fishing is probably at its peak right now in West Virginia waters.
Spawning movements tend to go to the head of lakes. Also, they can be concentrated moving up in the tailwater areas, responding to currents. Summersville probably being our best reservoir for walleyes. Another place up in the northern part of the state is the Tigert tailwaters, because the walleyes come through the dam during every high water event from the end of December through about the 1st of April. So right now, the highest concentration of walleyes around is probably the Tigert tailwater.
Now, fishing for walleyes can be rewarding, but it does take some work because they tend to spawn in some tricky places to reach with a fishing lure.
They don't hang in the current, but just adjacent to the current, but they have a response to currents, so they're kind of moving toward currents, and then they'll be off to the side in the eddies, or on the bottom in the eddies that are on the bottom of the river. You know, the river might look like it's moving really fast, but down at the bottom behind rocks, it's calm. So if you can get your bait down into those areas, which is difficult, most people don't like to fish that way, using a heavy enough bait or the right kind of bait to get it into that zone. So you generally fish the eddies in the slack water right adjacent to the fast water.
And Frank tells us the baits that work best in those applications?
Probably the best go-to lure is a quarter-ounce jig and a 3-inch chartreuse twister tail. If I had to have one thing to use for walleyes. And then, of course, the other thing is casting crankbaits, deep-running crankbaits during the day or in the deeper water. And then another technique is these fish are more active at night. They actually spawn later at midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning. They generally feed at dawn and dusk. That's another activity period. So, you're generally thinking walleyes from dusk to dawn.
Like Frank says, fish the fish's schedule, not what the Mother Nature tells you and as far as the weather goes, and you may be surprised how well you'll do in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.